Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question and answer session, when further instructions will be given. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Rumo's conference call to discuss the 2020 quarter earnings results. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Mr. Luis Cassiano Rosolet, Chief Executive Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luis Cassiano Rosolet will comment on the company's 2020 second quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luis Cassiano.
Thank you, Lilian. Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending the second quarter 2020 earnings release conference call of Industrias Home. We have started the second quarter with a turbulence and uncertainty due to the pandemic. The Rohomi team have been working intensively, focusing on supply chains, improving internal process, and a lot of creativity in finding new solutions to our customers. In June, we start to feel a recovery in the domestic market, and this is already reflecting positively in the backlog of both the foundry and the Rohomi machines business units. The second quarter highlight again is the evolution of margins when compared with the second quarter 2019. At the Rohomi business unit, the highlight was once again our order entry and improvement of margins. Orders, even with a turbulent environment and with the cancellation of the most important exhibition fair of machinery in São Paulo, show some stability with the second quarter 2019, mainly due to the domestic market. Margins also was solid due to the cost and expenses well controlled. At the foundry, at the raw and machined casting iron parts business unit, we also noted a margin improvement and a strong order entry, mainly in the casting iron heavy parts segment. We highlight a solid recovery on orders from our customers since June 2020. Our German operation, the Burkhardt and Weber business unit, also released again an important margin recovery in the second quarter of this year. We have a better distribution on sales throughout the quarters. Our challenge remains to increase the order backlog for 2021 during this volatile environment, but now with a better perspective for projects on the Chinese market. With the pandemic, our main objective in 2020 remains to protect our main asset, the Rohomi team, their families, and our business partners. We have implemented a series of restrictive actions to continue operating and serving our customers with excellence. I would like to thank all our team who, with intensity, cooperation, and responsiveness, managed to deliver an important result in the second quarter. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Fabio, who will detail this result, this earnings release. Welcome, Fabio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining our second quarter 2020 conference call. In the chart number 3, here are the highlights. All business units increased its profitability and EBITDA margin reached 9.8 points in this quarter. Also, net revenues increased about 17% this quarter compared to 2019, which together with the strong control over costs and expenses positively impacted the EBITDA that grew 5.8 points. The casting business in the second quarter reached net revenues 39% higher than second quarter 2019, mainly due to the heavy casting parts. Operating margin increased about 14 points this quarter due to the higher production volume, a better operational efficiency, and the increase in revenues. The Romeo Machines business unit had a small decrease in its net revenues of 4.4%, mainly due to machine orders postponed to the third quarter as a result of the coronavirus situation. Although this business unit had a lower revenues, the strong control over the operating expenses resulted in a margin expansion of 3 points. Even under this pandemic situation and the postpone of the main trade show to 2022, which would take place last May, the order entry in the Romeo Machines this quarter was slightly lower than the second quarter 2019. Romeo has searched for alternatives as renting machines and other actions in order to face these turbulent times. BW Machine had a significant increase in its revenue in the second quarter 2020 compared to the same period 2019 of about 34%, mainly because the revenues in 2020 are better distributed among the quarters. The higher revenues and the projects focused on profitability positively reflected in the operating margin, which grew 6.3 points compared to 2019. And finally, backlog by the end of the second quarter increased 9.4% compared to June 2019. The chart number 5, gross fixed capital formation showed a positive development in the beginning of 2020. However, the latest data relates to first quarter, so does not consider the virus impact. And I think the next chart reflects better the situation. This is the capacity utilization, where we can see that dropped with this pandemic situation, specifically May and April. However, in May, we can see a recovery. It's still very difficult to understand what will be the new normal, but the recovery also can be seen in the chart below. This is the confidence index. As we can see a similar development, where in April, it had a strong decrease, but shows a recovery since June. And it's what we also can see in our opportunities. The chart number 7, the customer segments of Romeo Machines, we can highlight 3 segments. The first one is the agricultural, where commodities price and exchange rate are stimulating investments. Also, packaging, which is related to the consumer goods. And this packaging also positively reflects in the tooling business. So these three segments, demanding segments, are showing a positive development in terms of demanding machines. In the business unit, BW Machines, it's usual to have a concentration in a few sectors once BW produce turnkey solution for special applications. And if we compare the first half of 2020 to 2019, the segments remain pretty much the same. In the casting business, what we can see in the first half of 2020, the significant growth in the wind power segments. Since the second quarter 2019, we have been discussing about the recovery of this segment, which continues to demand a significant volume of casting parts. The other three segments dropped with this pandemic situation. However, what we can see since the second half of June and beginning of July, that the expected demanding volumes are also increasing. In the net sales per business unit, what we can see here is that BW Machines and Casting Iron Parts increased its participation in the consolidated revenues. Casting Iron Parts, because of the heavy casting parts related to the energy, the wind power segment, and BW increased its revenues in reais in this period of above 50%. In euros was 18.6%. The significant growth increased its participation and diluted Roaming Machines' participation because Roaming Machines grew about 6% in the same period of comparison. In the chart number 9, this is the sales distribution. Brazil decreased a little bit its participation because BW was the main increase in this same period of comparison. And BW revenues are in Europe and Asia, where we can see Asia growing here. Europe decreased a little bit because Roaming Machines subsidiaries in Europe are facing a turbulent time because of the pandemic situation and still in a challenging scenario. Latin America also decreased its participation. However, what we can say is that since June, there is some recovery in this region. USA also decreased a little bit its participation, and in US, the situation is still very challenging. This is the order entry and backlog. What we can see here is that order entry for Roaming Machines in the second quarter dropped 5.8% compared to the second quarter 2019. However, as already mentioned, we had the trade show in May 2020. And under this pandemic situation, we understand that the volume of about 110 million reais in the second quarter 2020 is quite reasonable due to the situation. And if we take the year to date, we see that we are still about 5% above 2019. BW Machines had no new orders in the second quarter 2020. Also, the year to date, we see a significant drop. The situation in Europe and Asia, where BW sells its machines, still very challenging. However, what we can say is that especially in China, projects are increasing and becoming more concrete. So we expect to have a better figures in the following quarters. The casting business. The order entry in the second quarter 2020 grew about 10% compared to the second quarter 2019. If you remember, the second quarter 2019, we already have a strong number of heavy casting parts here. So this was a good order entry quarter. So we are comparing to a good quarter and still an increase in the order entry. And the year to date is about 50% increase. In total, we decreased about 19% in order entry, mainly because of BW machines. And the year to date, we are slightly above first half 2019. Talking about backlog, roaming machines, backlog by the end of June was 151 million reais, 26.7% higher than June 2019 and 36% about compared to March 2020, which shows that we have a strong backlog for the following quarters. BW machines still has a strong backlog for the following quarters, and the main challenge will be 2021 on. The casting business, the backlog compared to the second quarter 2019 increased over 100%, and compared to the first quarter, it grew about 22%. So backlog by the end of June this year is about 9.5% higher than June 2019, showing that still a solid backlog for the following quarters. In terms of cost of goods sold, here's the cost structure for the first half of 2020. It's pretty much the same compared to the first half of 2019, even though we are facing this pandemic situation, we kept our operational efficiency, which positively impacted in the operating margins that we will see later on. This is profitability. In the second quarter, gross margin reached 28.1%, higher than second quarter 2019. Here, what we see is that mainly in the BW and casting business, we will see a significant improvement in all operating margins. So this supported this improvement in 2020. Important to mention here that in the second quarter 2020, due to the virus situation, we performed a structured adjustment, which cost us about 4.3 million reais impact in the second quarter. 3.1 million reais impacted the cost of goods sold, and another 1.2 million impacted operating expenses. So if we take out this one-off impact, this gross margin would jump to 29.6%. The operating margin, due to the higher revenues and mainly to the increase in the gross margin, we can see also a good improvement in the operating margins in the second quarter. We had a 10 million reais operating profit, which means an operating margin of 5.3% compared to a negative margin of 1% in the second quarter 2019. In the EBITDA margin, impacts are quite similar. We see an improvement in the EBITDA coming from 7 million to about 19 million in the second quarter 2020. and the margin growing from 4% to 9.8%. And also in the net profit, we see a net income of about 11.5 million reais compared to a break-even in the second quarter 2019, and net margin growing from 0 to 5.8 net margin. Performance by business unit. Here we can see that in the first half of 2020, revenues in the roaming machines grew. It's slightly above first half of 2019. However, we increased gross margin, mainly due to gross margin in the exports, reflect of the exchange rate. And this higher gross margin and the strong control over operating expenses reflect positively in the EBITDA margin, which grew from 5.5 to 12.8% in this first half of 2020. Talking about BW machines, net revenues increased over 50% in this first half of 2020. Also, gross margin increased from 4.7 to 18.1%. It's a significant increase, mainly due to the repricing model and also the several projects focused on profitability. And this increase in margin, together with volume, positively impacted in the EBITDA margin, which was negative in about 14%. And this first half of 2020 is positive in about 3%. And talking about the casting business, also revenues increased from 70 million to 96 million reais. This was due to the increase in the heavy casting parts for the wind power segment, and gross margin due to the higher production volume, operational efficiency, and the mix of product increased the gross margin from 4 to 17%, a growth of 13 points, and this also positively impacted in the EBITDA margin, which reached more than 10% in the first 2020. Talking about cash position, in the second quarter 2020, we generated cash, so we decreased net debt from 35 million reais to 28.5 million reais. Usually in the second quarter, we have some capital allocation in the working capital, because usually we increase inventories to have availability due to the trade shows. However, this year, we in the very beginning of the pandemic situation, we reorganized, we rescheduled purchase orders, we reshaped them, and this allowed us to, instead of consuming cash in the second quarter, generate about 6.5 million reais and reduce net debt. So by the end of the second quarter, we had 138 million reais in cash and a gross debt of 166.7 million reais, amounting to a net debt of 28.5 million. A quite reasonable leverage. And the share performance in the last 2 years was significantly above the Ibovespa performance. If you remember, since the end of 2016, where we concluded our restructuring, since 2017, we have delivered positive results with a good development in operating margins, generating cash, and distributing profits. So this support this performance. And it's also important to mention here the liquidity. If we take to beginning first half of 2018 and before, in the years before, the liquidity was quite low, and we had from middle of 2018 and mainly from second half of 2019, a significant improvement in the liquidity, the shares liquidity. So we here finish our presentation, and we are now available for the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please use the Zoom Q&A or raise hand tool. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please use the Zoom Q&A or raise hand tool. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano Rosolém, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you for attending Home's second quarter conference call. Our investor relations team are fully available for any further questions that you may have. We see you in October at our next conference call. Thank you and have a nice day.
That does conclude Home's quarter earnings results conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation.